Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. I'm glad to be back on the air. This is Conversations with Blair, and you're speaking to Blair. I took a hiatus, and I'm glad that I'm back. I have lots to talk about with everyone. Most importantly, I think we need to be concerned about the state of our union. We are having immense difficulties, some of them we have created ourselves, maybe through boredom, maybe through lack of attention, maybe, I don't know. I just know that we are becoming increasingly apathetic to our government. We need very much to watch what is going on in Congress, what our president is doing, and what is happening in the world. There are many crises all over the world, and some of them directly or indirectly impact us. We need to find out the answers for ourselves and not let the media spoon feed us what they think we want to hear or what they choose to share with us. Inaction is not in our best interest. If we don't like what's going on, we need to offer suggestions, alternatives, not just gripe about what is going on. We need to put forth solutions. Begin going to public meetings. Read up on what Congress is doing. Don't allow laws to be passed without our understanding what is going on. First of all, I don't believe that we need to know the congressman's personal lives. As long as it is not impacting their governing or their conducting business, it's really none of our business. I would not want somebody following me around day in and day out with a camera and a microphone. It's very unnerving, I'm sure. The other thing is that we need our elected officials to do whatever it is they promised. If their promises don't hold water, make them accountable. Don't elect them again. Don't let them soft soap us and tell us, well, it just couldn't be done this time. It wasn't available to them. Whatever. Don't let them sell us things that are not true. Also, don't allow laws to be passed without our understanding what is going on. Sometimes there's a good law buried in a bigger law with all sorts of things that are not in our best interest, but somewhere there's a kernel of something that would be in our best interest, and they do that so that they can pass laws that they know we don't want. You know, we really have to speak up. This is a government of the people, by the people, for the people. We cannot stand back and say, there's nothing we can do. That is so self-defeating, and it's not what this country was based on. These people that founded our country spoke up, and they took the consequences for their actions. And some of them were very dire. I know that there are people out there that are taking the consequences for their actions. I prefer nonviolence. I think it is more effective. They may not necessarily be right, but at least they're putting forth the effort to make a change. We say that there's no racism. Well, I'm sorry to inform you, but racism is rampant. It may have gone underground, but it's still there. Until you can embrace your brother, whatever race, creed, color, religion, whatever, we still have racism. And pretending like it's gone out of fashion, doesn't happen anymore, is really rather ludicrous and childish and really uninformed. Or maybe these people prefer to live in a world where everything is rosy. We don't live in that world. We can make it that world if we put forth the effort. We are the government. This thing about punishing people for not having insurance or not participating in Obamacare and punishing them with the IRS, that's not very good. You know, if these people can't afford insurance, even with Obamacare, or because they can't get subsidies, and it becomes outrageous, I don't think it's fair to punish them through the IRS. I really don't. There are other methods to bring people to the table, to get them to participate, other than financial harm, okay? And the IRS, that's not their business. They're not there as a tool to be a punishment. They're there to collect taxes, okay? Not to punish people. It is ludicrous to add interest to taxes that are owed when the people can't pay the taxes in the first place. You know, I find that putting interest on things that, you know, people can't afford to take care of is not very beneficial. We have to start looking at things. I choose the internet because I can look all over the place and see what's going on. Okay, there's a water shortage in Brazil, and apparently it's very, very bad. Okay, well, there are things known as desalinization plants. Okay, Israel's been using them for since they began. You know, put the effort into fixing a problem. Don't just complain about it or flag it or, you know, whatever. I just don't see there's any benefit in not offering solutions. We are the people. We govern ourselves. We don't need Congress to dictate how we conduct our lives. Okay? Health is a big issue, but you know what? If people weren't under so much astronomical stress just to survive in this climate, there probably wouldn't be so much serious health problems, and the health community would not be so burdened, okay? But we don't go to the root of the problem. We attack it from up above, okay? Okay, we'll slap you with a fine, okay? What good does that do? The person's still sick. They still need help. They still need to be treated, you know? Fining people because they can't afford health care is not the issue. The other thing is that laws should be in place to help us govern ourselves, not to dictate how we live. I find it really abhorrent that some of the laws on the books are so antiquated and they've never been removed. So if somebody has the time and the energy to go and look back, they probably can dig up a law that says, okay, we can't work on Sundays. Okay, but plenty of businesses are working on Sundays. The other thing I think is that Congress needs to clean up all these old laws. I think somebody, a committee or people should, if they need to hire them, get in there and go through all the laws that have ever been passed and dig out the ones that are no longer good or useful or meant to be used. You know, and if there's some that contradict each other, bring them forward and let's discuss it, because something's wrong here. If one day we say this and the next day we say that, you know, but they're both on the books and they're both laws, which one do you follow? I really think Congress needs a lot of cleaning up. I also think that congressmen should not live in Washington, D.C. They should live in their home state. And with all this technology, you know, they could conduct meetings from home with Skype or whatever, okay? They don't need to waste money flying back and forth or setting up separate homes. You know, that's a burden to the families, as well as the people that elected this person to be in office. And I don't know about you, but have you ever tried to contact your own congressman and spoken to that person when you had an issue? No. You had to talk to their assistant. And like the old game of telephone, maybe they don't understand what you're saying. And by the time it gets to the congressperson, they have no clue what it was that you called about. Now, will that congressperson call you to discuss it? No. I've gotten letters. I wrote a letter to one of my congressmen, okay, about a specific point. And the letter I got back said absolutely nothing about what I was complaining about. It was like I was somebody that was being glad-handed. Oh, thank you for contacting us. We'll look into it. Don't know what we're looking into, but we'll look into it. Or that's already been addressed. But you don't even know what it is that they've addressed. Because nobody is communicating. They're fluffing you. Or, you know, they're making excuses for whatever happened or didn't happen. Or they're saying, oh, I'll look into it. Do you really think they look into it? I don't. I just laughed. I just looked at the letter and laughed and said, this had nothing to do with what I was complaining about. This person didn't even know what I was complaining about. I'm sure they'd never read the letter. We need to pay attention and stop being apathetic. People need to talk to one another. Get those plugs out of their ears. Smile at people. Shake hands with people. Listen to what people have to say. And then get the job done. There are so many things that we have messed up that we need to just stand still and take stock of what it is and start fixing our problems. If you agree with me, give me a call. Even if you don't agree with me, give me a call at 646-929-0789. You can also send me an email. Just make sure that you address the topic of the State of the Union. Right now, I don't know what the State of our Union is. Okay? I have no clue. And I don't think the general public does either. People who are getting benefits are just sitting back and saying, ah, I can go to the doctor now. The other people that can't get any subsidy are paying enormous fees for the same health care. That's not right either, okay? It needs to be correctly administered. We need to pay attention to one another. Just like you see things on GoFundMe.com, when somebody is without a car for 10 years and walks 20 miles a day, somebody finally notices that and they ask the public to participate and the guy gets the money and he gets a car. He got a little extra. So that was good. But, you know, we can help each other. Congress now is getting in the way of making things right. And as far as I'm concerned, they don't make a good representation of the American people. We look weak, we look uninformed, and we look ignorant. I think we need to pay attention and start involving ourselves in our own lives instead of going home every night and picking up the channel changer and watching what's on TV. We need to investigate our own world and pay attention. Then we can make changes that will benefit us and hopefully other people as well. I hope that you enjoyed today's talk. And I'm sorry if I sort of wandered all over the place, but basically you get the idea. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.